Chaf Vav Amen Aleph. We'll begin Chaf Hey Amen Beis, four lines from the bottom. Rav Achal Yasek Leila Brei Be Rav Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Bar Marsa. He was making a chasana with the daughter of Rav Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Bar Marsa. Bar Marsa. Ailu Chuppah. He led him to the Chuppah V'loy Hava Mistayim Milsa. But they could not consummate the marriage. Also, Batsrei Yuna, so he went to examine the Beis HaChuppah to see what was the problem. Why was this unusual event? Why did it occur? Chaz the Sefer Torah, the mantra. He saw that there was a Sefer Torah in the room. So they could not have relations in that room of the Chuppah if there was a Sefer Torah. If I had not come here to examine it, you would have put my son in Sakana. One is not permitted to have relations with his wife unless it's removed from the house. The Sefer Torah is removed from the house, or it's put in one container in a double container. Where do we say that a double container helps? That's only if it's a kli, which is not the normal kli that you put it in. The normal kli that's put into aval b'klishu kelyan afilu sora mani kechad mana dami. Even if it's 10, it's considered like one. If a person has normally puts the tefillin in a zekel and in another covering in another bag, and even if it's 10, it's only considered one. We're trying to point out that, however, one it is considered, so therefore you would only need one more covering. So it has to be covered with a double wrapping. But the double wrapping has to be that a kli which is not normally put into. If it's a kli that or a wrapping that it's normally covered with, then even 10 is considered one. Omarava glima akamantra kiklim se kli dami. Covering, if it has a cloak that covers the chest, the box that the Sefer is in, the Sefer Torah is in, or the fill-in, it's considered a kli b'sayah kli. It's considered a double wrapping. It's considered that it's wrapped twice. Amar Rav Yishuv ben Levi, Sefer Torah tzarach lasus le'mechitza sorah. Rav Yishuv ben Levi says it's not enough for a Sefer Torah to have a double wrapping to be covered in a kli b'sayah kli. That's not sufficient. It has to have a partition. Tzarach lasus le'mechitza sorah. It has to be has separated with the mechitza. Double covering is not enough. Mar Zutri, Be'er Rav Ashi, Chalzil, Induchde, Demar Rav Ashi, Demar B'Sefer Torah. He saw that the place where Rav Ashi was, there was a Sefer Torah. V'Avid Le'Mechitza Asor, and he made a partition of 10 high. To be a Mechitza 10 high, it has to be at least 4 wide. He made a partition of 10 high to separate the sleeping area from the Sefer Torah. Who are you going like here? It's like Rav Yishuv ben Levi. However, this permission, this permit for a mechitza is only if he doesn't have another house. But you have another house. Meaning, so if you're following the sheet of Rav Yishuv ben Levi, you're saying that you have to have a mechitza. But this is not sufficient because Rav Yishuv ben Levi said that's only if you don't have another house. But you have another house. I didn't realize. I didn't know. The Mishnah says that he has to distance himself from the Tzoya Arba Amas. That's only if the Tzoya is behind it. If it's in front of it, if it is in front of him, Dalet Amas is not sufficient. He has to distance himself as far as the eye can see. Whether he sees it or not, point out the Rishon, it is not relevant. It's as far as one could see. It has to be out of eyesight. And similarly for Tefillah, for Davening Shmoneh Esrei. Frank the Gemara Ini, how could you say that Amar Rav and Bar Papa Amar Rav Chista Amir Adam Keneged Beis Hakisei Mispalel? He says you can face a Beis Hakisei and daven. The Rishonim explained that Beis Hakisei in those days were open fields. They were not like bathrooms that we have nowadays, which have walls, which are considered in a separate room. And the Beis Hakisei in those days were open fields. So Rav Chisda said, I'm an Adam Kenegan basic Yisum Mispal. He could face a basic Yisum Mispal. Our answers off my skin and basic Yisum Shein Witzlaya. We're talking about a basic Yisum where there's no Tzlaya. That's why he said you could face it. But, however, if there is Tzlaya, it has to be out of eyesight. Right, the Gemara, how can you say that? In Ivan Rav Yosef Baruch Hamdina Beis Hakisa Shomro Afavish In Boi Tzay Ubeis Amerchas Shomro Afavish In Boi Adam. He said, this Isra of davening facing the Beis Hakisa is if there's no Tzay. And a Beis Amerchas in a bathhouse, even if nobody's there, it still offers. The very fact that this is what it's being used for, that alone creates the Isra. And although the more answers off of my skin about Harati, we're talking about a new one. It was never used for this purpose. So therefore, if it was never used for this purpose, it's not considered disgraceful. It's not considered beneath the dignity to daven and facing this Beis HaKisei. Frank the Gemara, how could you say that? Mami boy lele ravina. Yeah, the following shiny is mina le Beis HaKisei mahu. If one merely designated this area for a Beis HaKisei, does that create the isser or not? What's the shayla? The shayla is zimun oy ein zimun. Is a designation zimun? Is that enough? Is that enough to give it a din as a Beis HaKisei, and therefore one would have to distance himself from it and be out of eyesight? Mora says, no, ki kami boy lele ravina, his shayla about zimun was lemekam ala letzlui lebegave. That's to daven in the area, in the Beis HaKisei. Yesh zimun is a designation, so therefore is a mutter even to daven in the Beis HaKisei. How connective is one who is merely facing it, loy, he didn't have that shayla. So that's where we say that one could face a Beis HaKisei if there was only a zimun, but if it was used as a basic kisei, one cannot, has to be out of eyesight. Omarava, Hanebati kisei de parasoi, the bathrooms of the Persians, Avogab de Isbe, Soye, Kestumim Domi, even if it is used and it has Soye, Kestumim Domi, Rashi explains that they had dug holes, tunnels, so, and it was on a slope, so that the Tzoya never remained in the ground in the area of this Beis HaKisei. There was never Tzoya there. It always was out, was Dalet Amos away from the ground level. So therefore, it's considered Stumim, and it's not, does not have the din of a Beis HaKisei. Let's see the Mishnah. Zav Sharoa Keri, a person is Tomei with Tumazim. He's Tomei. He's Tomei. He's only 7 days, and now he sees Tumas Keri, as we learned earlier, that a Bal Keri is also a Divrei Torah. So he has a pre-existing Tuma, and now he has a Tuma of Keri, or another case is Venida. It's here is somewhat in reverse. She has a pre-existing Tuma of Venida. Shepalta Shephozera, prior to being a Nida, she had relations with her husband. And then she became a Nida, and after she became a Nida, so she's already Tomei with Tumas Nida, she's pulled to Shechva Zera, she emits the Shechva Zera, now which has a din of a Keri. What is the din in these cases? V'hameshah meshes her also Nida, or a woman that had relations with her husband. So she now has, there's a din of a Bal Keri, she also Nida, and now she became a Nida. In all of these cases, Shrikhan Tfil. It has to have tefillah, the din of a Valkyrie applies, and tzrichim tefillah, tefillah is required. In all of these cases, we say tefillah is required. As the Gemara will explain, that what the chiddush is and how we apply it in the different cases. But Rabbi Yehuda says, is no, it's potter, it's not required. So again, the Gemara will define it more clearly. So let's see the Gemara Yiboilahu. We have a following shot of Balkari Sharaz Ziva. If one was a Balkari, already had a din of a Balkari, which was, as we said, a Balkari to learn Torah has to have Tfilah, Mitakonis Ezra, but now he became a Zav. So the Tfilah that he will do will not be Matar, he'll completely be Matar in any event because he's still a Zav, became a Zav. L'Rav Yehuda Mahu, what would the din be according to Rav Yehuda? Now, Rav Yehuda said in the Mishnah, Rav Yehuda in the case of the Mishnah, he says, it's potter. Tefillah is not required. What would he say in this case where he first was a Balkari and then he became a Zav. What's a Shaila? Ki Potter Rabbi Yehuda Hasan Bezav Shura Kir. Rabbi Yehuda says it's Potter in the Mishnah, the case of the Mishnah where he was a Zav, first a Zav. And then a Balkari, he patters why? Dimikor la bar tfilu. Because since in the case of the Mishnah he was a Zav, the tfilu will not be matarim in any event because he's a Zav. Now he became a Balkari. Rabbi Yehuda says there's no requirements for tfilu because he's a person already before he became a Balkari. He's a person where tfilu will not be matarim because he was already a Zav. So perhaps, however, that's only in that case, because when he became a Balkari, he was already tomei with a tumah where tefillah will not be matarim. He has to wait 7 days. But perhaps in this case of a Balkari shiro aziva, but perhaps in this case, well, first he was a Balkari, so he already at that point, when he was a Balkari, he was required, a tefillah was required. Now, even if he becomes a Zav, dimikor bar tefillah hu michayim. Perhaps he would say it's chayv. Oidim or loishnor. Perhaps Rabbi Yehuda does not differentiate. Perhaps Rabbi Yehuda says that it makes no difference because since lemaisa, the fact is that in any event, the tefillah that he would be tayvel for the carry is not going to be matarim completely anyway because he has a different source of tumah, which he has to wait the required number of days. Perhaps Rabbi Yehuda says, therefore, tefillah is not required for the carry either. Let's bring a raya toshma from the case of the Mishnah. Hameshamesh, asher ro'a sanida. So she had, at first she had relations with her husband. So she had, there was a din of a carry. There was a din of a bal carry. And tefillah would have been metayer that, then the ro'a sanida. So that's equivalent to this case that we have the shaila with over here, with a bal carry, who became a zog. Sriach tefillah, the Tana Kama says, Sriach tefillah, Rabbi Yehuda poiter, but Rabbi Yehuda says, nevertheless, it's poiter, Vahamish Hameshes, Ra'an Nida, Kibal Keri, Shirasa, Ziva Dami. It's the same type of Tumah case, because first there was a Tumah of Keri, and tefillah would have helped for that, and then there became another source of Tumah where tefillah doesn't help, the Kapotah Rabbi Yehuda, Shemami. Now we see clearly that Rabbi Yehuda potters in all of these cases. So the Tana Kama holds that even though the person is tomei with a tumah, where the tefillah will not be matayrim, the person has to wait a requisite number of days. Tefillah that he will do now will not be matayrim. Nevertheless, the Tana Kama holds, if there's also a tumah's carry, then tefillah is required for the tumah carry before he can be Isaac, be engaged on the Midat Torah. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, since they, in any event, the tefillah will not be matayer him because he has a different source of tumah, it's potter. Tane Rabbi Chiya Behedya, he learns it clearly, Bal Keri, he learns his case, he says his case clearly, Tane this case, Bal Keri Shiro Ziva, Sarev Tvila Rabbi Yehuda Poiter. Harolach Misha Mesa, Harolach Misha Mesa, Harolach Misha Mesa, new parak. Now we're going to discuss the halachas of Tvila. Previously we discussed halachas of Kriyashma. Now we're going to talk about the halachas of Tvila of Davnim Shmoneh Esrei. Tvilas HaShachar at Chatzois. Shachris can be davened until Chatzois, until midday. Rabbi Yehuda Imra Adal Chois. Rabbi Yehuda said, no, only until 4 hours of the day. We'll see in the Gemara what the basis of the Machlokes is, what does this Machlokes revolve around. In general terms, we know that the Avos from Misaki and Tfilos, but the Chachamim made the Tfilos correspond to the Korbonos, the Avoida that was done in the Meis HaMikdash. The Tfilos Shachar is Keneged Tomid Shel Shachar, Mincha is Tomid Shel Bein Harbaim, in the afternoon Tomid, and Maariv is Keneged, the Hekdech Halav Mevayivorim, which were burnt on the Mizbeach at nighttime. So we'll see in the Gemara more clearly what this Machloik is, how it relates to the Korbonos, and why they argue whether it's Chatzois or Dalet Shoyes. Similarly, they have Machloikis by Mincha, Tfilos Mincha Adai Erev, the Tana Kama says Mincha would be Davan until nightfall. Yuraimer at Plaga Mincha. He says only on the halfway point of Mincha, Plaga Mincha. And we'll see in the Gemara clearly what Plaga Mincha, what it really means. We take the afternoon in a portion of the afternoon, and it's divided in half. There's the earlier part of the afternoon and the latter part of the afternoon, and tomorrow we'll see this discussion in detail. Tulas Erev and Lakva, the Marev can be daven the whole night. Shal Musafim Kol Hayoyim, and the Tulas Musaf can be daven the entire day. See the Gemara. Tanakama said that Shachris is until midday. Rabbi Yehuda says until 4 hours of the day. Very minute. I'll ask you a Sira. Mitzvah Sa'im on Netzachama. It should be daven with sunrise. With Netzachama, Netzachama, Kadesh Yismav Gula Lutfila, Benim Samizpala Bayayim. Krishma should be said with the Netz, so that Shemona Esrei can be daven. Krishma said would be right before the Netz, so Shemona Esrei can be daven at Netzachama. It can be done in Netzachama and your mispal right at the beginning of the daytime. So you see that the Shemona Esrei is Hanetzachama, a sunrise, not 4 hours, not midday, not 4 hours. More answers, Kitani Hilavat Siki, and that's mentioned for the people who are diligent with the mitzvah and are machab of the mitzvah. They daven at the earliest time and the most preferred time. The Omer of Yechon Vasikin, Hayu Gemin, I say, in Hanetzachama. They used to finish it with the Netz, the Daven Shemona Esrei at Hanetzachama. That is the Vasikin, but if otherwise a person could daven it, could daven Shemona Esrei either midday or Dalet Shavuos in the day. You're telling me only till midday? Everyone agrees it cannot be daven. You can't daven Shavuos past noon. If a person made a mistake, he didn't daven Marv. Mispalo Shachris, Shnaim. He can do a Tashlumim, he make up Tfilah, he daven Shachris, two Tfilahs by Shachris. Shachris, if he made a mistake and didn't daven Shachris, Mispalo Minchashtaim, he does a make up, he does a Minchashtaim. So, Mispalo Minchashtaim. So you see over here what that if he did not daven Shachris, he can daven Mincha twice, he's davening the make up for Shachris in the afternoon. So you see, Shachris could be said, could be davened in the afternoon. More answers, Kuli, Yoyma, Maslev, Maslev, yes, it could be said the entire day. However, Ad Chatzoyis, Yavilev, Schar, Tzvilev, Zmana, but only until Chatzoyis is the reward, the Schar of davening Mincha Bizmana in the appropriate time. After noon, he has a schar tefillah, he does a makeup as a schar tefillah, but schar tefillah b'zman lo yavilei, he does not have the schar of tefillah b'zman in the proper time. It is a makeup. He can make a tashlumim, but he doesn't have the schar of tefillah b'zmana if it's past noon, if it's past chatzos. Following if he made a mistake and he didn't daven mincha, can he daven marev twice? Can he daven marev twice? What's the shaila? I mean, we see here that you could daven a makeup tefillah, but what's the shaila over here? Even though we said if you didn't daven marav, you can daven shachar twice, but perhaps that's only mishum dechad yemu, because that's within the same day. Because the day follows the night. And therefore, if he missed marav davening shachris, twice shachris, he's still davening it within the same day. So perhaps the tashlumim, the makeup tefillah, is only if it's within the same day. But over here, even though we say tefillah is b'makom korban, it's corresponding to korbanos. And if you miss mincha, now the nighttime is the next day. It's considered already the next day. And if a person missed a korban, if he wasn't makom the korban during the daytime, avar yom batal korban, he can't make it up and do it another day, a different day. So perhaps if he missed mincha, perhaps he cannot make a tashlum and daven marish time to make do a makeup. That's one tzara dilma came to tzlusa rachmihi kolemas the boy maslev ozel. Or perhaps that no, even though we say that tefillahs are corresponding to korbanos, but it's not exactly the same as korbanos. Saif kol saif is rachmi, it's asking rachmi from Hashem. And maybe therefore call Amos the boy Matzliv Ozel, and therefore even if it's the next day, perhaps he still could do the makeup of the tefillah. From the lashon of the Gemara, it's mashma that the tzad is called Amos, the boy matzlaz. Perhaps he can daven anytime he wants. But the what Taisus explains is no. The shaila is, can he daven if he missed mincha? Can he daven marib twice? But there's no tzad to say that, for instance, if he missed mincha and he missed Marev, can he daven Shachris three times to daven Shachris and make up for Marev and make up for Mincha? It's only the next tefillah that we're entertaining that he could do a make up for. But if he missed more than one tefillah, you cannot make up a tefillah that was more than the tefillah that was previous, the prior tefillah. Other Rishonim argue, but the Shita Sotaisis is that you can only do a make up for the tefillah that was prior, immediately prior to the tefillah that you're davening now. So what is the answer? You could daven marav twice. We do say that he could, if he missed mincha, he could daven marav twice, he could do a makeup. How can you say this? The pasuk says, something which is twisted cannot be straightened out. Something which is a chesaron, something which is a deficiency, can't be counted. So what does that mean? It says clearly that if you miss the tefillah of Shachris, you cannot make it up. It's something that was ma'uvas. It was a twisted matter. It was a wrong something which you cannot straighten it. You can't fix it up. So it says clearly that you cannot do a fix a tefillah that you missed. The group of people, they were joined together to do a mitzvah. And he was not counted with them. He didn't join them to do the mitzvah. He lost it out. He missed out the opportunity. So here we see that by tefillah, if you missed it, you lost the opportunity. And before we said that you can make a tashlumim from the Gemara, Rav Yitzchak, Rav Yechon, Halacha Maskinan. What are we talking? Shavitul Meizik. When do we say that you cannot do a makeup? When do we say that you lost the tefillah, it's missed, and there's no tashlumim? If he didn't daven, he missed daven b'meizik. Intentionally, he was mazed by not davening. There's no tashlumim, there's no makeup. But if it was b'shoigeg, if it's by accident, then he can do a makeup. There's tashlum. I'm Ravashi, Dekanami, it's Meduyek, because it says the language is Iktani Boto, Vulaktani Ta, Shmami, no. Because the Lashon over here, where it says, Me'uvas lo yuchal iskain, is that the Lashon is when it says that he is Boto, Krishma Shalara, Tfila Shalara, so Tfila Shasham. He was mevatel. It doesn't say he made a mistake. He negated. It was mevatel. It was a mash. But amazing. He did it amazing. There, you cannot do a makeup. But b'shoigeg, you could.